Our first lesson comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 1 to 12. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you."
Our second lesson is from Luke chapter 13, verses 18 to 22. Jesus said, "Therefore, what is the kingdom of God like, and to what should I compare it? It is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in the garden. It grew and became a tree, and the birds of the air made nests in its branches." And he said again, "To what should I compare the kingdom of God? Is it like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of flour until all of it was leavened?" Jesus went through one town and village after another, teaching as he made his way to Jerusalem. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Our meditation for today's service is brought to us by members of the FaithX Sunday School class. FaithX is a newly imagined program for this year where we are getting to explore the frontiers of our faith. It is also our new launch pad for our confirmation program. We're not confirming a class this year, though in a couple of weeks, on June 6th, we're going to celebrate our class of 2020. But instead, we have had our 7th, 8th, and 9th graders take a journey through the Bible. We started with Genesis, and we will finish up with Revelation in a couple of weeks, and it has been quite a journey so far. All along, our students have been learning through the scriptures about what it means to live in God's kingdom, how often humans fall short of living in the fullness of God's kingdom. But we recently explored some of the parables in which Jesus described the beauty and complexity of the kingdom of God to his followers. And we learned about how challenging it is to describe the vastness and the smallness of the kingdom of God. Our FaithX students share their visions of that kingdom with us today in this presentation, with their very own parables and interpretations of what the kingdom is and how we can all find our place in it. Please take a moment to breathe, center yourselves, and imagine with us the kingdom of God.
What is the kingdom of God? To humans, there is not really a direct answer. The mysteries of the kingdom of God are far beyond our human comprehension, and Jesus knew that, so he described the kingdom of God through parables. Jesus used parables to help convey the messages and deeper meanings to his followers. These parables contain figures of speech such as metaphors, similes, and symbolism. A great example is the parable of the soils. Jesus portrays God as a farmer who went out to scatter seed. The seed symbolizes the good news. The seed fell on different terrain, a path, rocky ground, thorny plants, and good soil. These different terrains symbolize how different people perceive the good news. The seed that fell on a path eaten by birds represents people who hear the good news but quickly become lost. The seed that fell on rocky ground and in thorny plants represents people who hear the word and respond to it, but they quickly lose their faith because of tough times and selfish desires. The seed that fell on good soil represents people who hear the word and respond to it.
imagine that in the kingdom of God, being connected and together is the most important thing. Your family will be there, along with people you know. Everyone works in helping each other, and no one feels abandoned or excluded. I think that this is how God tells us the world should be. They want us to help everyone live a good life and do the most we can to make people feel loved and cared for.
The kingdom of God is God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and all of creation. Happiness and fulfillment is important. God teaches us through strange and random signs. There shouldn't be war or misbehaving or breaking God's rules in God's kingdom.
In the kingdom of God, all good people are joined together. There is no evil in the kingdom of God, and everybody is treated ideally with respect and compassion. Most importantly, everybody is equal and deserves to be treated just as fairly as everybody else. God wants the world to be equal and prosperous, without conflict or evil. This is the kingdom of God, a place where there's only good and where everyone is one in the same.
I see the kingdom of God all around me every day. This kingdom should embrace everyone's differences that make each of us unique. It is important that we celebrate these differences instead of using them to divide us.
I can see the kingdom of God all around me. I can see it whenever someone helps another person out of the goodness of their heart, or when someone is nice to someone they just met. I feel like the church is a good place to see the kingdom of God, especially when people are working at the food pantry or doing community service. Another place that I have seen the kingdom of God is at school, when students help someone who tripped in the halls or make sure to ask easy questions so the anxious kid giving an oral presentation. The kingdom of God shines in the simple kindness.
I see it as something that people sometimes forget and then remember. Everyone in their church and other churches cares for God's kingdom. I love working with the other people in our church to make a loving community. I see the kingdom of God as a place that has been untouched, where it is the most beautiful in the world.
In the world around us, I see the church as a sort of gateway into the kingdom of God. That, in my opinion, is where we can be the closest to God and all others in it. Especially in these times, I think the people caring for God's kingdom are the essential workers like firefighters, nurses, doctors, teachers, and all the others who are sacrificing so much to keep the world running. Because of what they do, whether they realize it or not, they are the ones who keep the kingdom of God alive, in my opinion. I feel like I experience the kingdom of God every time I go to church or participate in some community service event. This year, it has become difficult to both attend church or find community service events to participate in, but the online Sunday school and the food pantry are both places where I feel I am in the kingdom of God.
The kingdom of God is all around us. I believe it is in the people we see daily. For example, our parents and teachers who help guide us and teach us the right ways.
Living through this past year, a time where we all isolated in our homes, I have learned that the kingdom of God is all around us and everyday acts of kindness are people doing God's work. Over the past year, I have learned the simple things are what matter most. What is truly important is how to slow down and recognize the little things that mean so much. So many of us had to stay away from our loved ones or remain in our homes if we were lucky enough to have one. But during this time of isolation, I've learned that God's kingdom is in all of the little things. Hugs, smiles, you can see, shaking hands, some time with family and friends, walks in the neighborhood, toilet paper, the importance of washing your hands, holidays, playing board games, doing puzzles, and blowing out the candles on your birthday cake. All these little things have come to mean so much to me. This time has brought out the best in many people, many different frontline heroes. We're still doing work to bring out God about God's kingdom. They offered comfort, love, compassion, and hope to see those who are sick, alone, struggling, or hopeless. oftentimes risking their own safety to do this. Those everyday heroes are apostles spreading the good that we need in the world. So now, as I emerge from my home and have started to go back to school with my friends, I've paused more and experienced the kingdom of God in the little things. I might stop along a walk and take a beautiful sunset or appreciate the petals of a flower, where in the past I might have simply walked by, not even taking notice. It is in these small things that I have experienced the kingdom of God, and for that I am very grateful. I have spent much time recently working on my silver project with a group of girls in my Girl Scout troop. We are cleaning and clearing the headstones and ground markers of dearly departed veterans buried at Hillside Cemetery. It seems like just a small thing, but it meant an honor to pay respect and gratitude to those who have served our country so that we can continue to appreciate and enjoy those little blessings. Just yesterday, my troop and I were placing flags on many of the graves, and as the sun was setting, we all stopped and sat down to appreciate how beautiful it was. The little things mean so much more to me now and are my reminders. Slow down and see the kingdom of God all around me.
In Mark chapter 1, verse 15, Jesus announces the good news by saying the kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom of God can be seen in the world around us. It shines the qualities and aspects of God's good world. When you see people supporting others in need, the poor, sad, the kingdom of God is at hand. When you feel the tranquility at a beach, the kingdom of God is at hand. When you feel joy worshiping at church, the kingdom of God is at hand. These are only brief examples of the experiences you may see or feel when the kingdom of God shines in you. God's kingdom shines all around us. Open your eyes and heart to see and feel His presence.